you found a great deal on a house or a piece of land, we might say we ran to get the deal. In 1889, thousands literally ran to get a deal. The story of how it came about is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's in the streets, at the Capitol, around the park, inside the museums. History comes alive this summer at your not-so-far-away getaway, Springfield, Illinois. Experience events of historical magnitude June 15th through August 15th. Costume interpreters, period musical performances, and even appearances by Abe Lincoln himself. It's time travel fun for the entire family. Call 800-545-7300 or go to visitspringfieldillinois.com for great getaway packages. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
In the 1880s, many people literally ran to get land in Oklahoma.
There were several land runs that helped open up what became the state of Oklahoma, but the best known land run is the one that opened up the part of central Oklahoma, including where Oklahoma City is today.
Michael Dean shares the story from the Oklahoma Historical Society.
If you go back to April of 1889, there were thousands and thousands of people in Kansas and in Texas who were aware that there were 3.5 million acres of land in the central part of the territory that had not been settled, had not been assigned to any Indian tribe.
In April of 1889, the land was finally open for settlement.
President Benjamin Harrison signed that bill, and a clerk in his office sent word to the captain, to the commander at Fort Reno, instructing him to open the land by land run. This has never been done before in the history of the United States.
Those at Fort Reno made preparations for the giant event that would soon occur.
A land run was the way they decided to do it. The commander of troops at Fort Reno then decided that at noon, on April the 22nd, 1889, they would give the signal, and all these thousands of people then could come flooding in to the central part of the area, the unassigned lands, and stake their claim.
The land was transformed in the course of just one day. Of course, such a land run produced plenty of stories, and in some cases, plenty of squabbles. So what happened in the city that would become the state's capital? That story, next time as we travel the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCrae.